Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers say that we don't need doctrines. We need many testimonies.
That's right.
And I would like to give testimonies which I greatly impressed me. In my early church life, I don't have the concept of putting money in the offering box. When my first child started kindergarten, my husband and I, we decided to move from Corona to Flushing. We found a house close to the school, and we paid 1.5 months' rental as deposit. But after 3 days, we found another apartment in Fresh Meadows, and we liked that one more. When we talked with the first owner, he refused to return the deposit. I'm so discouraged. I felt that, like I had thrown the money into the ocean. I would rather put this money in the offering box. Since then, I started to put money regularly. And at the beginning, in 1997, because my husband didn't like to take loans, he used all the money to buy a house. So we don't have much left in the bank. But at that time, church in Anaheim had a need. I had a burden. I wrote a check. After a while, the neighbor behind my house, they put a fence between my house and my next door neighbor's house. That means we don't have to pay the fence. And one day, I talked with my next door neighbor. She said that if we had built that fence by ourselves, for your house, it will cost a certain amount. And that amount, just the amount I wrote on the check. After we finished our talking, I went into my house. I couldn't stop my tears. I said to the Lord, "Lord, you don't have to pay me back. I'm really willing to give it out." From this, I learned that the Lord doesn't need wants my money. He needs my heart.
Amen.
And beyond my thinking, from the next year, the housing market kept going up and up for about 10 years. Another testimony is about half a year ago. Brother Miror Chen came here with the co-workers for the Fellowship of Bibles for America. Mm-hmm. After that fellowship, I have the burden, but I don't know how to talk to my husband because he is the one who makes money. And every year I have a health check. I'm always be charged for $30. But this time, I was shocked when I got a bill. It was more than $1,000. And we found out the reason was my husband's company's insurance policy changed. And it is my fault. I didn't check beforehand. I said to the Lord, if I didn't need to pay that money, I will give it to Bibles for America. And one of my husband's co-workers had the same case as me. After negotiating with the doctor, he got a discount. And I said to the Lord, do you want my offering discounted? And it seemed that I have no choice. I went to the doctor with my son. The person at the counter gave us a phone number. And after my son talked with them, about 2 weeks later, I got a bill. a lot of simplified capital letters and the numbers on the list. A number, name, minus. Another number, name, minus. At the end, the balance was zero. I couldn't believe my eyes. I didn't even to pay the $30 like I did every year. And my nobody understand what the simplified capital letters mean. And my husband said, never mind, we don't have to pay any, nothing. And he agreed to give that money to Bibles for America. 29 years ago, I started to put money in offering box regularly. When I look around me, no one is like me, having never made money in the US. But now, I have cars, I have a house, my two children. One finished a bachelor's degree. The other finished the master's degree without any student loan. We have no debt. For about 20 years, my husband worked 15 hours a day, and the Lord kept him in good health. It's all God's mercy and grace.
Amen.
May our next generation experience the faithfulness of our God.
Amen.
His faithfulness, His grace, His mercy is never ending.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Amen. The Lord.
Hello? Okay. So, yesterday I was talking to a sister and we were talking all these experiences we really want our next generation to hear and really bring to the Lord and consider, because our Lord is faithful and He's after our money and our time because He wants to gain our heart. You know, 3 weeks ago, just about this time that we started this material, my son got a job, and he hasn't been to the meeting for 3 weeks because he had to work on the Lord's Day. And we've been praying for him and just sharing all the experiences from the saints to him when he's home. Hopefully that the Lord will work in his heart. And, you know, and I just consider my first job. And, you know, after coming back from the training and serving full-time for a little while, I got this job. And because of seniority, I'm the lowest on the list, I had to work on the Lord's Day. And that was such a suffering for me. I couldn't come to the Lord's table meeting for a few months. And, you know, and I was praying while I was working that the Lord will open the way for me to speak to my supervisor. So after a few months, I finally felt it's the right time. I went and I spoke to my supervisor. I said, you know, listen, I'm a Christian. I really would like to have Sunday off. I can't work Saturday. I can't work holidays, but, you know, just consider giving me Sunday off. And at first, she's like, well, you know, you're really the last senior person. It really depends on what other, you know, people wants to do, but I'll get back to you. But eventually, you know, she was able to work it out that I can work Saturday rather than Sunday, and I was able to come to the meetings.
Amen.
And that, you know, just really strengthened my faith. Many times we think, well, that's the way it is, and, you know, I just work as I required to. But no, if our heart is for the Lord, He's able to open the way.
Amen.
And, you know, Satan doesn't make it easy. And I was talking to my son. He's like, Mom, Sunday they give time and a half. All the other days they pay regular. I said, well, what do you think that is? Because Satan wants our time, so he lured us with more money. So, you know, and he's like, oh, okay, Mom, maybe after the holiday I'll speak to my boss. But I'm just praying for our next generation, you know. If our heart is for the Lord is going to open the way. We shouldn't, you know, shortchange the Lord because not only our money, but even our time belongs to Him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I also want to share just a brief testimony of the Lord's faithfulness. This was back in 2017. This was back in 2017, and the saints were encouraging me to go to the winter training. It was the last year, I believe I was 25 back then, and that was the cutoff to stay with the brothers, the trainees. And I really wanted to go. You know, I've never been to the full-time training, so I wanted this experience. So I said, yes, I'll go. I was excited. And I was also in school at this time. And out of nowhere, I got a letter from the school, Queens College, and they told me I there was an error with my tuition and I owed them some money. And it was a lot of money. Turns out I live in Long Island and I went to a city school, so there was like a something. But they said I had to pay it or my classes would be dropped immediately and I wanted to graduate. So I had no choice but to pay it. And it was a lot of money. So there was no way for me to go to the training, the winter training, you know, because there was a fee for the training and the plane ticket. I couldn't do it. So I remember I went to the Working Saints Conference and I was fellowshipping with a brother who was encouraging me to go. And I was like, there's no way I can do it. And just through the fellowship, you know, I was encouraged and I was like, I'll find a way to do it. Amen. Whatever, you know. And I'm driving home from the conference and I get home. My mom tells me there's another letter from the school. So I was like panicking because I was like, what now? How much do I owe them? You know? So I opened it and they tell me the letter said there was an error and I'm entitled to a partial refund. So there was actually a check in that letter. And the refund was just enough to cover the training, you know? And I was really touched by that. But the cool thing was that refund, the partial refund, I don't know percentages, but it was a small amount of what I had to pay the school, you know? But that touched me too because that showed me the Lord isn't here to make us rich, you know, or make me rich. He's not gonna give me $1 million. He's gonna give me just what I need. And that refund was just what I needed, you know? And I just wanna close with the verse that I always enjoyed. It's Deuteronomy 2:7. For Jehovah your God has blessed you in all your doings. He knows you're journeying through this great wilderness. Amen. These 40 years, and I'm 27, so I always like to replace 40 with 27. These 27 years, Jehovah your God has been with you. You have not lacked a thing. Amen. And I'm not rich. I don't come from a rich family. My mother worked very hard as a single parent. But we've never lacked a thing. Amen. And I just give that all to the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. I just want to share my testimony of giving and how I am reaping the blessing even today for so many years. In 1976, I was a Christian then, but I wasn't meeting with the church. And I was a college student, and I was in the library, and I was doing a report, and a young sister who I didn't know she was a sister, I didn't know her at all, came to me and said that someone had stolen her wallet. So she asked me if I would just go around with her in the library to see if we could find her wallet. So she was very distressed, of course, and so we started walking around and looking, and we didn't see her wallet. So as a college student, I wasn't working then, and I think maybe I had $2 and some change in my pocket. So the Lord just touched me to give her bus fare. A dollar could cover bus fare. The Lord touched me to give her a dollar. So she insisted that I give her my phone number. And normally I didn't give out my phone number to strangers, but I mean, here was someone who was so distressed, so I gave her my phone number. About a month later, this sister calls me and she says, I have to pay you back the dollar. I totally forgot about the incident. And she says, no, I insist on giving you this dollar. So I says, why? She says, the Lord inside of me is telling me to give you this dollar. And as a Christian, I grew up in a Christian home. I had never heard this expression, the Lord inside of me. So it just hit me like a ton of bricks. The Lord inside of you? You know, so that phrase really touched me. So she eventually invited me to a Friday night meeting. And that was my entrance into the church life, through a dollar. So what the Lord gave me was the topmost blessing through my giving of $1. Yeah. So, you know, as the brother says, we can never outgive God. And I'm still reaping the blessing today, having the wonderful church life, being in the body of Christ, because of that giving of $1.
Blessing means the word or God speaking. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. We can only serve one master. This should be God himself. It is not a matter of being rich or poor, but where our heart is. We should be full timers for the Lord. We need to give ourselves for the Lord. All the members of the body has a function. You know, I really appreciate that, you know, concerning giving. You know, we all, okay, the pastor says we should be full-timers for the Lord. You know, we should not just think about, you know, the saints that are in California that are full-timers. We all should also be full-timers for the Lord. Amen. You know, sacrifice ourselves for the Lord. You know, I appreciate the brothers in from Atlanta. You know, they give themselves for the body of Christ. Amen. That is why they are here, to blend among us. Amen. You know, because they love Christ. They love the body. Amen. You know, just so we all have to give ourselves for the body. You know, even giving, you know, coming here and speak, you know, one sentence, two sentence. You know, we speak and we build up each other. Amen. You understand? We are not an individual Christian, but a corporate unit. Amen. We are here for God's purpose. Amen. You know, and every brother, every sister are here for God's purpose. So let me continue to build up each other.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just wanted to share. When I lived, I had first full-time job out of this training. And I worked in Fort Wayne, Indiana. My parents are here, no relatives there. And I was doing well, fine. Job paid well, but I got laid off. And I went months, and eventually my finances were drained. And I know my dad, my parents were really slaving to get, you know, put to, anyway. Let me not mention that. But I was down. There's a brother, the Lord rekindled my love for him through this Christian brother. And the Lord was showing me stuff, just ministering to me in the watches. And I remember that I had the brother, we went in and bought, together we bought an order of Bibles and tracts. The Lord was doing so much in our lives. So we were sending out tracts, giving out Bibles for free. And when I saw my finances go down, I said, oh no, I can't pay next month's rent. My parents are 1,000 miles away. And I didn't want to call my dad. My dad would be able to send me money. I didn't want to call my dad. About 2 days before the rent was due, a check came just enough for the rent. So it's not a coincidence, just enough for the rent. Oh Lord, anyway. And within a month, before I needed the next rent, I got a job at Magnavox.
Amen. I just wanted to share an experience I had in college that probably has carried me my whole Christian way through. I was saved after my freshman year in college. I lived in a dormitory in Manhattan. After my junior year, you know, it was struggled to make the meetings on the weekend. I had a weekend job. The Saints asked me to move in with them. And suffice it to say, my parents were never happy that I became a Christian. I left the dormitory, went home to live for the summer. Saints really encouraged me to go and live with them. So I had a part-time job. So I told my parents, you know, Mom, Dad, you know, for the summer, I'm going to go and live with people and his family in the church. The sisters came to help me move out. And the last thing I heard as I left the house was, I will always remember my son's 9th birthday as the day my daughter died. So basically, my parents disowned me. I had a part-time job. I had 1 year left in college, and I was going to live with the Saints. So what am I going to do? So I took a loan out, moved in with the Saints. The time that I was just going to do it for the summer, I was going to move back into the dormitory in the fall. And that was my plan all along. The job that I worked on the weekends, I was able to extend to during the week. And I would spend my time on the train having morning watch and all. And the Lord was touching me to still live with the Saints. And I did pay rent. I did pay what I could. And I was like, God, I don't know, Lord, it's just more convenient, blah, blah, blah. But the Lord really touched me. You know, where is your heart? So I decided to commute from Queens into the city, which was tough. But during that year, Saints came to help me meet my need. I got through. During that year, my time with the Lord grew. I met my husband. Amen. I got married after graduation. Amen. And I just think to myself, if I had kind of listened to the practical side of me, was like, how am I going to handle this? How could I pay for college? How could I do all this? You know what, Saints? Within about 6 months after I graduated, my loan was paid off. And I always remember that experience of being, you know, put the Lord first. The Lord will always give you what you need. You may not always have what you want, but I'll tell you, the Lord always, always gives you what you need. And I just praise the Lord. We have a God who wants to give us everything. He gave his all for us. And anyway, that's my testimony.
Praise the Lord, Saints. I just want to share my experience. Early October, besides that, my experience, I have to work because my Social Security cannot help me maintain my life. So I have to work, and I work with my hands. So early October, I had to do some papers. My son helped me out. My son helped me out because I have to take care of my mother who's 101. So I invited my son to take him out to eat, and it was raining at night, and I fell into a hole. So when I fell into a hole, I broke my foot, my metatarsal, and my hand. So I was very nervous about this because I think I couldn't go to work, take care of my mother. I support myself, so I have to do everything for myself. So I was nervous. And I went to the doctor, and the foot wasn't so bad. But the first doctor I went to, she wanted to operate on my wrist to put a plate up. So that would hinder my business, my life, okay? So I was nervous, and I prayed, and the Saints were always there for me. I called one of my Saints, and I find out what kind of doctor I could go. I went to another, I called my internist. He told me to go to another doctor. And with all the prayers that I had from the Saints to help me decide what to do, because I didn't want to panic, because we tend to get, we get nervous, we get panicky, we get upset and everything, but the Lord told me to go to another doctor. And when I went to the other doctor, he says, no, you don't need an operation, all right? And then with all the Saints helping me, I had a few Saints come to my house to give me food. I had people to help me to go to the doctor and help me to take care of my mother. And most of all, this is what God has helped me. Most of all, the people at work, my boss, he helped me with my money. Enough for me to have food, enough for me to sustain myself for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, and my granddaughter called me, she says to me, Mama, you took this so well. I says, because I have God in my, you know. So I just wanna say to all the Saints, the church, because of the body has helped me, go to the Lord and pray, and I know that he took care of me in every way. Amen. And take care of me with the Saints and help me to go back to serving the children. Because even though I'm serving the children. The church, children serve me also.
Amen.
That we're part together.
Amen.
So
Amen.
In all, and I'm working.
Amen.
I'm busy again.
Amen.
So, and I, it helps me
Amen.
Give a little money to the Lord, the church, that I could be part of Him and
Amen.
The body.
Amen.
So we all have to understand how the grace, the blessing, the
Amen.
Mercy, the love that He has for all of us.
Amen.
All of us, whatever situation we have, you know, because I noticed how He served me in many ways. My mother,
yeah.
well, my children, you know, we all have problems. Not all, also money, our health, that's important, you know, so He wants us to be, and like I said to, I make my money with my hands, you know, so, but He gave me the, my hands, and my hands belong to Him.
Amen.
My body belongs to Him.
Amen.
So he supports us, He helps us.
Great.
And I want to thank all the members for the prayers and for the giving to me.
Amen.
To be supportive when I call them up, they're always there.
Amen.
So you're not alone. Please, Lord, you're not alone.
Amen.
And for our old people, we have to support them also.
Amen.
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 Really thank the Lord for giving us so many encouraging testimonies.
Yeah.
You know, for us to cover this matter, in the beginning, we never covered it before. So this time, I think it's really the Lord's leading and the Lord's desire that we can cover this matter. And the more I hear the testimonies, I just realize the Lord wants to be the giver in us. You know, we think, you know, the Lord touches us, so we give. But the Lord really wants to be the giver in us so we can be like Him, so we can be one with Him. Thank the Lord. So we will continue to enjoy this line that the Lord is leading us concerning the material giving in different aspects related to the Lord's move. Just want to remind the saints, we have the church newsletter, the church in New York City, weekly newsletter. This week will be the second week. So the newsletter will be in the bag, on the table, and also on the counter. So we'll close the meeting here now. And please remember to pick up the newsletter and also the morning watch sheets. Amen.